July, and she was inducted into the Music Hall of Fame in November. The lady in question, of course, is the wonderful Annie Lennox. Annie, happy Boxing Day. Great to see you again. And firstly, of course, I should also wish you a belated happy birthday for yesterday. Happy birthday for yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I feel terribly ancient.
I know. But you're not.
Well, let's not go there, shall we?
Let's not. Let's not talk about it. Well, no, because we should. Because the first time I met you was you and a little boy called David from Scotland appeared when we did Tiswas. And you were so together, actually. For a young band, I think you were quite shy and wary of what on earth was going to happen. But you were very together about, you know, how you wanted to look and how you were going to behave and what you were going to do and stuff. It was good.
Yes, I think we were petrified at the time that we were going to lose our cool.
Yeah.
But this buckets of, what was it, buckets of water or was it some kind of gunk? Buckets of anything.
Buckets of anything we could find.
Yeah, yeah.
You've done a load of travelling as part of your role as ambassador for Nelson Mandela's 46664 charity. How did you get involved in that?
Dave called me and he had been asked if he would make some kind of musical event happen for Nelson Mandela. And he was trying to get that off the ground and he'd been working on it for about a year and it was a very, very difficult thing. It's not quite so easy to do. So Dave was trying to get this thing happening and then eventually it started to take off and it looked like it was definitely going to happen. So he asked me at that point if I would join him and whenever I join Dave, we become Eurythmics. So I flew down to Cape Town in South Africa. It was the first time that I'd actually been there. And the very first 46664 concert took place. And it was extraordinary. I mean, Bono was there, Beyonce, Peter Gabriel, Yusuf Nadur, all kinds of amazing artists. And, of course, the great Mandela himself. So this very second day, the first morning I woke up in Cape Town, we were taken to Mandela's house and we sat there with Queen and Peter Gabriel and chatted with him and spoke about, you know, whatever. And it was the most extraordinary thing. But the real moment of awakening for me was one of the days that we were taken to Robben Island and we were with Mandela and the whole of the international press were assembled in the exercise yard in front of his prison cell. And he stood and he gave a speech about the situation with HIV/AIDS. And I realised that I had not been aware of a genocide that is taking place in Africa. I mean, millions and millions of people are affected over there in such a way that is completely abhorrent and unacceptable. Now, it's a very complicated issue, HIV/AIDS, and how on earth are we going to prevent it? The future looks nightmarish. You know, I think there are very few people that are not affected by it over there in that country. I mean, most of the countries, at least half or third of the population have the virus already. It's like the common cold. It's as heavy as that. I mean, in South Africa alone, they're burying 800 people every day. So, I mean, it is on a scale that is just phenomenal. And I suddenly realised that I didn't know anything about this. You know, I thought I was kind of pretty savvy and I actually didn't know. So I thought, yeah, I have to. He was saying, look, we've overcome a battle against apartheid. We think that we've really achieved something. And we have, in fact, talking of and representing South Africa and the South African nation. But in actual fact, whole of African continent, apart from many other countries around the world, are now facing a huge genocide. And it's unacceptable. We need to do something about it.
What about getting back with Dave this year? Because that was quite...
It was quite surprising.
Quite a surprise to everybody around you, yeah.
I wasn't predicting that at all. I mean, I was spending a little bit of time in Los Angeles, and he moves to L.A., with his wife and family and relocated there and has a studio, is working in a studio down in Hollywood somewhere. And then we ended up writing and recording, lo and behold. And it was really good. And in a few hours' time, we had almost finished this song, I've Got a Life, that has been the kind of leader of Eurythmics Ultimate Collection that came out a month or so ago. And it was very exciting. It was terrific fun. And I enjoyed it. You know, I was like, oh. So I cancelled my ticket back and stayed on for a few extra days and wrote and recorded a little bit more.
What are your plans for 2006? I mean, you've had a frenetic 2005.
It was never planned, you see. I mean, I didn't really have any plans last year. Basically, I think I'm going to go back into the studio and write and record. And
with Dave?
By myself.
Annie Lennox, lovely to see you again. Happy Boxing Day. Happy birthday for yesterday. And a happy new year.
Okay, Chris, thank you. Turn it down so I can't hear it. Turn it out so I can't see it. It's just useless to ignore.